Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dawn Hughes, director of the Washington High School Jazz Band, about their season.
It's that time of the year again where you're playing some different music with your jazz group. Can you let us know what's going on?
We're approaching the competition part of the season. We have two that we attend annually. On the 25th of February, we'll be going to Indian Hills Community College. And on the 4th of March is the Southeastern Iowa Band Directors or Bandmaster Association Jazz Fest. It's our district festival in Iowa City West.
And are your students ready?
I'm pretty excited about this year. I really am. We've had a few building years, and I think we're strong throughout the sections. I've been holding on to this piece. It's a Charles Mingus piece called Moaning that I've had for, well, the last 4 years now. And each year I put it out there. The thing about this piece is it gets to a point where just about everybody is free-blowing solos on top of everybody else. It kind of gets, there's a couple of places where it gets pretty riotous. And this is the first year that we've had enough people who are confident enough to step out and fill in those parts and make it happen.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So as a band director, does that happen sometimes where you come across a piece and you know you need to hold on to it for that right group of students?
Yep. Yeah, every year when I program it, it depends who I have, where the strong ponies are, and certain years you'll have really strong sections in one place and weaker in others, and this is one of those years where I feel like we're pretty strong across the board.
And how many students are involved in a jazz band? Is it an auditioned group?
Jazz band is open as a class, and I have an audition for the competition band. We're right now carrying 6 saxophones, 3 altos, 2 tenors, and a barry, 5 trombones, 4 trumpets, and then bass, guitar, drums, piano, and auxiliary percussion.
So it's a small group.
It's a small group, yeah. And then I have a lot of saxophones. I have enough to put together a second band and have some of the competition band do double duty, but we've switched up in the competition band. Our bass bone player has gotten out his tenor again. He's playing lead. The second trumpet player from the competition band is playing lead in the first one, and the guy who's playing first said, forget it, I'm playing fourth. So we're just kind of switching them around, giving some people some extra experience and playing a lot of tunes.
And jazz is supposed to be fun.
Oh, heck yeah. It always is. Yeah. I think we have a good time.
And with the competition band, is it usually upperclassmen?
Mostly. We have one freshman. I have a lot of seniors this year. I'm gonna lose some, especially in our saxophone section, gonna lose about half of that section at the end of the year. That makes me sad.
And can you highlight any of the other pieces that you're taking this spring?
We have about 20 pieces in here. One of the things that I really try to get these guys to become is a reading band, because that's really what doing this thing is about. It's as much as I've always thought it's sort of an injustice to just stick these kids with 3 tunes and beat the heck out of them. So the idea is that they're playing music and as much as they can possibly play. But the ones we're planning on taking are Mingus's Moaning. We have a pretty spicy Latin piece called Alianza that we plan to open with. A really nice arrangement of To You as a ballad. That actually came with vocal parts. So John Runnis has shifted from a show choir to a jazz choir this year, and we're not going to take them with us for the competition, but when we do the home concert, we hope to have them singing out front, which should be pretty cool.
So that's a nice chance for the community to see you perform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The all-school jazz concert is March 27th. You can also catch the jazz band as part of the all-school band concert on March 7th. So a lot coming up. And then the last tune that we're looking at, I found these crazy pieces from a publishing company called Outrageous Mother Incorporated. From what I was looking things up, and there are people that went through like North Texas, but it looks like they were printed in Iowa. They're printed on this gigantic score. It's all done in purple mimeograph ink. And we found this tune called Seven's the One. The whole thing's in 7/4. It has a really, really cool feel to it. It has sort of a 70s funk sound to it. Big tenor sax feature with Gwen Flannery blowing that one. Those are the 4 we're planning on opening with at Indian Hills, and see how that runs for our time. And hopefully we'll take those all to the district too.
It sounds like a pretty exciting time. What do you see your students develop as far as skills go over the course of the jazz season?
We work a lot on, with this small group, a lot on listening, a lot on matching style. I try to throw every available style I can at them. And a lot of it, it's sort of a vehicle to start working on self-expression and improv. There is I teach a studies in American music class that runs second block, and a lot of those kids are in the jazz band, and they sort of use that to start working on the beginning of their improv, and then they keep improving it throughout, whether it's the tunes we do in the pep band, whether it's the stuff we're working on for the jazz. But that's really the goal, is that overall musicianship.
That's been today's Washington Page with Don Hughes, director of the Washington High School Jazz Band. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.